We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Masechta Erevin. Masechta Erevin primarily discusses two types of Erevin, Eruvei Chatzeiros and Shtufim Mevo'os, which is one category, and Eruvei Techumim, which we're not going to begin the Masechta with actually. But Eruvei Techumim, we know that on Shabbos one may not walk past 2,000 Amos, past the city limits, and the halacha is that if you want to be able to walk further in one direction, you could put down Eruvei Techumim, and then you'll be able to walk further, another 2,000 Amos in that direction, of course, at the expense of the other direction. But our Masechta begins with discussing Eruvei Chatzeiros. As we learned when we learned Masechta Shabbos, Midaraisa, there are two Rishuyas. There's a Rishus HaRabim and a Rishus HaYochid. And one may not carry from a Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim or vice versa, nor may one carry Dalet Amos in a Rishus HaRabim. In a Rishus HaYochid, one could carry as much as he wants Midaraisa. But when we learned Masechta Shabbos, we learned that Chazal said that there are really two more Rishuyas. There's a Karmelis, which we will discuss extensively in our Masechta as well, that doesn't have all of the properties of Rishus HaRabim and Chazal, but don't have the properties of Rishus HaYochid either. And therefore Chazal said that in such an area, one has to treat it like a Rishus HaRabim. And then there's a Mokum Ptor, which you could carry from any Rishus to another, from a Mokum Ptor to any Rishus, and in the Mokum Ptor itself. In the time of Chazal, the way homes and cities were constructed was that you had homes that opened to a chatzar. And then the chatzar opened up, chatzar is a courtyard. As we're going to learn in our Masechta, the chatzar, the chatzeris in the time of Chazal were used quite extensively for people to live and to use for all their extension of their homes. And the chatzeris opened up to Mavi, to an alleyway. An alleyway typically had three walls around it, a Mavi, with entrances from the chatzeris into the Mavi, and the fourth side was open, from which you could go from the Mavi into the Rishus HaRabim. Shlomo HaMelech made a gzeira. Shlomo HaMelech said that if one has a home obviously is a Rishus HaYochid. A chatzar, the courtyard, is a Rishus HaYochid. And it should be mutter, as we just said a moment ago, it should be permissible to carry from your Rishus HaYochid to your chatzar, or vice versa. But because your home is a more private area than a chatzar, your home is your home. The chatzar is for all of the neighbors who share a chatzar. Shlomo HaMelech was concerned that a people will be allowed to carry from the chatzar, from the Rishus HaYochid to the chatzar, they may come to carry from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim as well. And therefore he said that you can't carry, he made a takana, that one may not carry from a Rishus HaYochid to a chatzar. The only way one can or may carry is by making a Eruvei Chatzeiros. That means all the people who share in the chatzar contribute to one loaf, some food that's left in one of those homes. That combines all of those homes, and now you can carry from the Rishus HaYochid to the chatzar. To carry from the chatzeris to the mavi, there are two requirements. One is to make a shtufim mevo'os. A shtufim mevo'os is the same as a Eruvei Chatzeiros. And the other tikkun that has to be made is that you have to put something at that open entranceway, which I just mentioned, at the entrance of the mavi. The reason you need to do that is because Chazal were concerned that since the mavi leads directly into the Rishus HaRabim, if you won't have something at that entranceway, you may come to carry from the Rishus HaRabim to the mavi, which is really, as we have been explaining, a Rishus HaYochid. What do you need to put at that entranceway? So as we're going to learn in the Mishnah, you have to put in a lechi or a kaira. A lechi is a side post. A kaira is a crossbeam. And by putting on that, by putting in that lechi or kaira, or making it source of Pesach, you will be able to now carry from the, you'll be able to carry within the mavui itself. It's, as we begin the Masechta, we just, when we speak about Erevin, of course, the first thing that we think about is the Aruvah Chatzeris that we just mentioned a moment ago, to be able to carry from our homes to the Chatzer, or if we live in an apartment house, to be able to carry from our particular apartments to the common areas. But I saw from Rav Tzadik that what does the Erev mean? Erev means to combine. Well, with the lesson of this Masechta is that we all combine into one Rishus. We all recognize that we are all under the Rishus of Hashem. And when a person comes to that recognition, then he is on the right path towards Avodas Hashem. So, as we said, the halacha is that you have to, in order to be able to carry in your mavui, you have to have a lechi or a kaira. So says the Mishnah, if you have a mavui, if you have this entrance, this alleyway, why is the mavui called a mavui? So Rabbi Yonason explains, it comes from the word mavui ha'ir, it comes from the words of the entrance to the city. The way you enter a city, or get to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, is through, as we explain, is through the mavui. Another explanation, as is from the Meiri, that we explained that typically a mavui has three walls and then an open entranceway to go into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the mavui is primarily used for that fourth wall, which through which you go into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Another pshat is just the opposite. The Aruch explained that the mavui is the way you get into the chatzeris. So the mavui again means an entranceway, but it's an entranceway how to get into the chatzeris. So says the Mishnah, mavui shugavaya mavui. So you have this mavui shugavaya lamala me'esrim ama, and you have the kaira, the crossbeam, which is above 20 amas. The halacha is yamat. You have to make it lower in order to be able to carry in that mavi. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, ein tzarech, it's not necessary to make it lower. Even if it's above 20 amos, it's still a valid kaira. So the Rishonim ask the obvious question. First, why does the Mishnah say mavi shugavoy l'malam amah? Why does Mishnah say he should have said kaira shugavaya? We're not referring to the mavi that's that tall. The concern of our Mishnah is that the mavi is too high. So the Miri says that sometimes not only is the kaira called, is the mavi called mavi, but the kaira is also called mavi. So mavi is another way of speaking about the kaira. Why if it's taller than 20 amas, is it an issue? So Rashi explains, Chazal were concerned, as we explained, that we're going to allow you to carry in the Mavi without something at the entranceway of the Mavi. You're going to confuse the Mavi with Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And that's why Chazal said you have to put, as we explained, the Lechi Kaira, the Lehev Kaira, you need a Heker. But if it's above 20 amma, then you don't have the proper notice. It's not noticeable enough. And Chazal were concerned that you're going to come to carry in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rabbi Yonason gives a different reason. Rabbi Yonason, in other words, if you're going to carry in the Mavu, you may come to carry in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rabbi Yonason is concerned that there's no barrier between the Rosh Hashanah Yochid and the Mavu. People are going to carry from between the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and the Mavi, people are going to carry between the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and the Mavi. And to prevent that, Chazal said that you should have this, if it has to have the heker, but if it's too high, then it's not noticeable and you haven't accomplished anything. Taisus asks the obvious question. Taisus asks, that why doesn't our Mishnah first teach us the halacha of Lechi Akaira? First, the Mishnah should have taught us that in order to be able to carry within the Mavi, or to carry between the Mavi and the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you need a Lechi Akaira. And then afterwards, teach us the details. Our Mishnah, and we have it in the reverse order. First, the Mishnah tells us the details, and only in the next Mishnah will the Mishnah tell us the din of a Lechi Akaira. So Taisus answers that, as we're going to learn in the Gemara in a moment, that we have a very similar wording in Masechta Sukkah, where the Mishnah says, Sukkah shigvoy l'malam esrim amma psula. So in order that the Tanam, and we always explain this, they learned Torah Shabbat Peh. So they wanted to have a way to make it easier to remember all the Mishnayis Baal Peh. So by having many Mishnayis written in the same type of wording, it makes it easier to remember the Mishnayis. So that's why our Mishnah begins with the same wording as the wording of Mishnah, as the Mishnah Masech the Sukkah. The Sfas Emes has a different explanation. He says, we go back to what we discussed in our previous shiur, where Masech the Shabbos ended, Moided in the Kosher B'Shabbos, that even though measuring is Osur and Shabbos, tying is Osur and Shabbos, but we learned when it's Tzorich Mitzvah, it's Mutter. And therefore, if you have a Mavi, and you want to see if the Kaira is the proper height, if it's too tall, too low, then you have and you can't carry in that Mavi. So that's why it's a Medida Shemitzvah. If it's a Medida Shemitzvah, you're going to be allowed to measure it to prevent somebody from carrying where he may not carry. Similarly, you may be able to fix it with a Kesher Sheinu Shekayama, as we learned at the end of Masechta Shabbos, if it's Letzorech Mitzvah. So because of all those reasons, Chazal taught us, that's why Chazal began the Masechta this way, not with first teaching us the halacha of Mavi, that you, about Lechi and Kairim. The Shulchan Aruch teaches us that the din of our Mishnah is only when we speak about a Kaira. But when we speak about a Lechi, that isn't the din of our Mishnah. The Lechi is always acceptable no matter what the height is. Continues the Mishnah. If you have the opening of the Mavi is wider than 10 Amos, you mat. You should lessen that opening. Vim, Yeshloi, Tzuris HaPesach. But if your opening has a Tzuris HaPesach, which of course a Tzuris HaPesach means it has two side posts and a cross beam atop of it, there the halach is Av Pishu Roch Meser Amos. Even if it's above 10 Amos, the halach is Ein Tzorich Lamad. In other words, what the Mishnah is teaching us is that a Tzuris HaPesach always works no matter what the halacha is. There's a very interesting question that the Paiskim discuss. As we just explained, the Tzuris HaPesach is that you have two side posts and a crossbeam on top of those side posts. What would be the halacha if you have you don't make side posts? You put a beam across the top without side posts, so it looks like a Tzuris HaPesach, but you didn't create specific Tzuris HaPesach. Will that be acceptable or not? It seems to be a machlokes the Chazon Ish and the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer is lenient, and the Chazon Ish was machmir. Begins the Gemara. Tanan Hosam. The Mishnah Masechta Sukkah teaches us the Sukkah Shil Malam Esrim Amma. If a Sukkah is taller than 20 Amma, Psula. The Sukkah is possible. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Sukkah is a kosher Sukkah. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Gabi Sukkah, why when we learned this Mishnah Masechta Sukkah does the Mishnah say an absolute word, Psula? The Mishnah says that the Sukkah is possible, no, nothing to talk, doesn't mention a way of correcting your Sukkah. And in our Mishnah, Bila Gabi Mavi, when we're learning our Mishnah, the Mishnah teaches us Tani Takanta, it tells us to make it lower. Particularly, explain the Mefarshim. If we just quoted Tosfos a moment ago, that our Mishnayos want to be similar wording, so if anything, the wording should be all the way similar, and it should also be similar in the way that we just discussed, that the, just like our Mishnah says Yamat, it should say Yamat there, or vice versa. Why did the Mishnayos not use the same wording? Answers the Gemara, Sukkah d'Oraisa, Sukkah is a din daraisa, and therefore, if you don't have a kosher sukkah, you have an issue that you're not fulfilling the mitzvah daraisa of sitting in a sukkah. So the Mishnah wants to use an absolute word, tani psula. Mavi, which as we explained, the whole isser of carrying in a mavi is only an isser derabbanan. So that's why the Mishnah wants to be more lenient and tani takanta. In other words, the way Rashi explains to learn, that when we're dealing with dinim that are daraisa, you could use either the word puzzle or you could use a way of correcting it. But when we speak about dinim derabbanon, then Chazal always use a tikkun. Chazal always want to teach us that since it's only derabbanon, we want to be a little more, we want to give you a way to make it work. Vibay seima, but the raisa namita nitakanta. When we're dealing with a din daraisa, as we just said, sometimes the Mishnah will also mention a takana. So why didn't the Mishnah Masechta Sukkah choose to do so? El she sukkah nefisha milim. The Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah has many halachas. It has the halacha that we're discussing, that a sukkah that's above 20 amos has to be made lower. If it doesn't have three walls, you have to make another wall. If it's less than 10 amos high, if it's less than 10 tefachim high, you have to make it higher. Chamsum ruba mitzilsa. So many different halachas in Hilchos Sukkah. So it's very difficult to start mentioning every din and how to correct every din. So what the Mishnah chose to do is pasuk v'tani, just use an easy word, because as we said earlier, they wanted to make that it should be easier to remember the Mishnayos Baal Peh. So using the word psulim is easy. However, in our Mishnah, there's only one rule that's being discussed, the height of the kaira. Mafi, the light nefesh tamili, why aren't there so many issues discussed? So it's easier, the Mishnah just tani takanta, the Mishnah says an eitzah, which is make it lower. We know that when Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, they had a Mishkan. And in the Mishkan, they had all the kelim, the shulchan, the menorah, the mizbeach. And then there was the Chatzar Mishkan. In the Chatzar Mishkan, they had the mizbeach achitzin, they had the kir. Corresponding to the Mishkan that Klal Yisrael had in the Midbar, they had a Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, and the Beis Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash had the Heichel, which is the corresponding to what was inside the Mishkan, and they had the Azorah, which was corresponding to the Chatzar HaMishkan, but in the Beis HaMikdash they had one more area which they didn't have in the Mishkan, and that was the Ulam. It was a chamber which led into the was a chamber that led into the Beis HaMikdash. So there was an entranceway into the Ulam, the chamber, and from the Ulam you entered into the Heichel. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Chachamim, the Chachamim that taught us in our Mishnah, that if it's higher than 20 Amah, if the Kair is higher than 20 Amah, it's possible. They learned it from the entrance to the Heichel. And the entrance to the Heichel was 20 Amahs. So just like if the entrance to the Heichel may not be higher than 20 amos, so too the entrance to the Mavui can't be above 20 amos, the Kaira can't be above 20 amos. Rav Yehuda, who says that it can be higher than 20 amos, La'ilam da'alma pischa shul ulam. He learns it from the entrance from the ulam, the Tanan, as the Mishnah Masech the Midas teaches us, pischa shul Heichel, the entrance to the Heichel was Gavaya Esram Amma, was 20 amos tall, for Rochva Es Amos and was 10 Amos wide, and the entrance to the Ulam was Gavaya Abayim Amos, was 40 Amos tall, for Rochva Es Amos and 20 Amos tall. As the Shneim, and both of them that now are disputing what should be the source, how we learn the halacha of entrance ways, one learns it from the entrance to the Heichel, one learns it from the entrance to the Ulam, Mikra Echadarshim. They learn from the same Pasuk. The Pasuk, which discusses the bringing of a carbon shlomim, the Pasuk says in Parashas V'Yikra, V'shachtoi Pesel Oil Moed. We learn from here that the entrance to the Oil Moed is considered a Pesach. The only question is, what is the Pesach that we're referring to? So says the Gemara. Rabbanan Savri, the opinion of the Rabbanan is, Kedushas Heichel Chod, Kedushas Ulam Uchud. These are two different types of Kedusha. You cannot compare the Kedusha of the Ulam to the Kedusha of the Heichel. And therefore, when the Torah speaks about Pesach Oil Moed, and the Torah is calling it a Pesach, so when the Torah speaks about Kiksiv Pesach Oil Moed, a Hechelksiv, because the Pesach of the Ulam is not considered a Pesach of a Beis HaMikdash, and it can't be learned from the word Pesach Oil Moed. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, however, is the Hechel Ulam Kedusha Achasi, that the Hechel and Ulam have one Kedusha, and therefore, v'chik siv, when the Torah uses the word Pesach, oil moyed, it can mean atavayu d'ksiv, that it can mean the Pesach of the Ulam as well can be considered a valid Pesach. And of course, explains the Ritva. So even if Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Pesach of the Ulam is considered a valid Pesach, still, the Pesach of the Hechel is certainly considered a valid Pesach. So the question is, why are we learning from the Pesach of the Ulam and not from the Pesach of the Hechel? Says the Ritva, that since Mavui, carrying in the Mavui, is a Din Derabbanan, so since it's a Din Derabbanan, we are always more lenient and we'll take the bigger shear that it still be fine. The Gemara just quoted a Machlokes of Hechel and Ulam is one Kedusha, or the Hechel and the Ulam are two Kedushas. Why? Regarding what halacha does this make a difference? So Rashi explains that there's certain avoidas that have to be done in the Hechel. What happens if somebody did that avoida instead of in the Hechel, they did in the Ulam? If we hold, like Rabbi Yehuda says, Rashi, that Ulam of a Hechel Kedusha Achas, it will still be fine. If, however, we hold that Ulam of a Hechel are not one Kedusha, then the Ulam is not a place that you could do an avoida that's supposed to be done in the Hechel. Rashi Masechta Zvachim explains that the halacha is that, as we said a few moments ago, that in the Beis HaMikdash you had the Kalim, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach, HaPnimi, and the question and the Nafkamina would be if you put those Kalim instead of in the Hechel, you put them in the Ulam. If you hold that the Ulam and the Hechel don't have one Kedusha, then it would not be acceptable. If, however, you hold that it's one Kedusha, you could put them there as well. Another nafkamina that the Rashba and the Ritva and the Ran suggest is that the halacha is, the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Menachos, that if somebody walks into the Beis HaMikdash shaloi l'tzarech, without any purpose, he gets malchus. So now the question is that halacha going to apply in the Ulam as well? Was it only going to be in the Hechel or even in the Ulam? The Meiri disagrees, and the Meiri says that everybody would agree, that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, that this halacha doesn't apply to the Hechel, to the Ulam, and if one walked into the Ulam, he without a tzairich, he won't get malchus. Vibay Seima, another way of understanding is Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Kedushas Ulam L'chod and Kedushas Hechel L'chod, that they're not the same level of Kedusha. So if that's the case, so the Pesach HaHechel is corresponding to what the Torah says, Pesach Oil Moed, but not the Pesach Olam. So how is Rabbi Yehuda learning the dimensions of the entrance to the Mavui from the Pesach HaOlam? What is the reason for Rabbi Yehuda's position? The Ksiv, because the Pesach says, Pesach Olam HaBayis. And the Rishonim make a very interesting point. They're in the entire Tanakh, they say, you will not find a pasuk that says a Pesach Ulam Habayis. But rather you'll find two different pasukim in Yecheskel. One pasuk says in Yecheskel Mem Memches, Vevieni el Ulam Habayis. And another pasuk in Perek Mem Zayin, pasuk Aleph, says Vyeshiveni el Pesach Habayis. And what Rabbi Yehuda is doing is combining these two pasukim. And by combining these two psukim, we have a pasuk that says, a Pesach Ulam Habayis, so we see that the Pesach of an Ulam is considered a Pesach. That's how most Rishonim learn. Rabbanan, Yav Ksiv, say the Rabbanan, if the Torah would have said, a Pesach Ulam, so the way we're learning, it's very geschmack. There is no explicit pasuk that says the word Pesach Ulam. So say the Rabbanan, if there was an explicit pasuk that said the word Pesach Ulam Kramrit, what you're saying would be great. Hash the Ksib, but now that the pasuk says Pesach Ulam Abayis, you're constructing, so to speak, a new pasuk that says Pesach Ulam. The way I'm going to understand this is Habayis Psuch L'Olam. The Pasuk is speaking about the entranceway between the Beis HaMikdash and the Ulam, between the Hechel and the Ulam. But it's not speaking about the entrance to the Ulam. So we have no Pasuk that clearly indicates that the Pesach HaUlam is considered a Pesach. Ask the Gemara, going back to the first Pshat that we learned, in regarding the Machlokes of Rechavim Rabbi Yehuda. We want, the Pasuk says Pesach HaOil Moed, and now we want to discuss, is the Pesach of the Ulam also considered Pesach HaOil Moed, or is it only the Pesach HaHechel? But ask the Gemara, whatever way you're going to learn, the Pasuk is talking about the Pesach HaOil Moed. And in our shiur, we're talking about the Pesach HaEchel, Pesach Ulam. What does that have to do with the Pesach of the Oil Meir, the Pesach of the Mishkan? Ask the Gemara for Haik Siv, the Mishkan Siv. The Pasuk is talking about the Pesach HaMishkan. And the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara, the Ritva says this, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is not a question. Because there's a Pasuk that says Pesach HaEchel. So we don't need to rely on the word Pesach Oil Meir in our Gemara. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we're connecting the Pesach HaUlam, that we're connecting the Ulam to the Pesach HaOil Moed, but that's the Mishkan, and there's no pasuk that calls that Pesach. Answers the Gemara, Ashkecha Mishkan Dikri Migdash, or Migdash Dikri Mishkan. Answers the Gemara that the same, that the Mishkan and the Migdash are interchangeable. And therefore, when the Torah speaks about the Pesach HaOil Moed, it's also referring to the Pesach HaBeis HaMigdash. Why do we have, regarding what halacha, we know that Ashkecha Mishkan Dikri Migdash, so Tosfos explains that it's speaking regarding Hilchos Shabbos, that the halacha is that building the Beis HaMikdash is not Doicha Shabbos, you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, and we're learning from here that similarly will be the halacha by the Mishkan. Another pshat that I saw is that there were very specific halachas and how you may enter the Beis HaMikdash, what you're allowed to wear, what you're not allowed to wear. And we're learning from here that those halachas not only apply by the Beis HaMikdash, but they apply by the Mishkan as well. There's a very beautiful vart from the Shem Shmuel in saying, Mishkan Dikri Migdash, or Migdash Dikri Mishkan. He says that when we speak about the Beis HaMikdash, when we speak about the Mishkan, there are two factors to think about. One is, it's the Mokum of the Ashras HaShchina, where Kadosh Baruch Hu brings his Shekhinah in this world. And it's also a place where Klal Yisrael gather together to serve Hashem because the Shekhinah is over there. And that's what the Torah is, that's what the Gemara is teaching us. Mishkan Ikri Migdash or Migdash Ikri Mishkan. Where should Jews gather together to serve Hashem? If Jews want to gather together, why should Jews gather together? To serve Hashem. And that's the only reason we should gather together. Mishkan Ikri Migdash. Migdash Ikri Mishkan. Gather together with a Shechina. Gather together with the place of Kedusha. Diloy Teimahachi. If you're not going to say that the Mishkan and the Migdash really travel together, Hadam Rabbi Yudam Shmuel. Shlom Shakna Koinu Psichas Teichel Psulam. The halacha is that Karmen Shlom, if you shecht in the morning before the doors of the base of Mikdash were open, as possible. Shinamar, because the Tosuk says, regarding bringing Karmen Shlomim, V'shachtoi Pesach Oil HaMoyed. So we learn from here, B'zman Shepsuchim, you can only bring a Karmen Shlom when the doors are open, V'loi B'zman Shenulim, not when they're closed. Ask the Gemara, Hoy Ksiva Hi, that possible Mishkan Ksiv. So how do we know that that's the Alocha Beit HaBeis HaMikdash as well? Elo, the Ashkecha Migdash Dikri Mishkan, Mishkan Dikri Migdash, since Mishkan is called Mishkash, and Migdash is called Migdash, so you could use it interchangeably. And if that's the Alocha regarding the Karmen Shlomim in the Mishkan, so too will that be the Alocha in the Beis HaMikdash as well. So Tosfos, the very masculine Shlomim, and other places in Shas, ask, why do we need a special pasuk of Shachtu Pesach Oil Moed to teach us that you can't bring the Karmen Shlomim until you open the doors of the Beis HaMikdash? The halacha is, if you're going to bring the Karmen Tamid Shal Shachar was the first Karmen that you brought every day, and the Mishnah in Masechta Tamid teaches us that they didn't bring the Karmen Tamid until they opened up the doors. The Mishnah Masechta Tamid in Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin teaches us, Lo Yishoichet HaShoichet, the Shoichet would not shech the Karmen Tamid, Acha Shemek Kol Shah Golosh Neftach, until he heard the doors opening. And since if the carbon tamid is the first carbon and it's brought before any other carbon is brought, so obviously the carbon shlamim will never be brought before the doors are open. Why do we have to have a special limud for this? So there are a number of terutzim. One halacha, one teretz that they offer, is that when we say that the carbon tamid shel shachar has to be the first carbon, that's only regarding the shchit, that's only regarding the emerim, burning the Averim of it on the Mizbeach. The Shechita, it doesn't have to be the first carbon that's slaughtered in the morning. So you could technically slaughter a carbon shlomim before you shecht the carbon tamim shel shachar. That's why we need this pasuk. Another pshat is that the din that the carbon tamim shel shachar has to be the first carbon is only l'chatchila. But if it wasn't your first carbon, the other carbonists that would be brought before would still be valid. Teaches us this pasuk that if you brought those carbonas, if you brought a carbon shlomim before any other carbon was brought, it would be totally disqualified. Another pshat is, let's say indeed the carbon tamid, they opened the door and they shechted the carbon tamid and then they closed the door. So the halacha would be that carbon shlomim would be pasul. It would be pasul because you shechted it when it was a closed door. And that's why the Torah had us teach us a special pasuk of V'sachtu Pesach Oil Moed. The Sfas Emes discusses, we're learning in our Gemara, the Shlomim Sheshachna Koinu Psichus Dalsas Ahechol, apostle. What's the halacha if you brought the carbon Shlomim inside the Beis HaMikdash, but the doors are closed? Is it a Gzeiris HaKosef that a carbon Shlomim can never be considered kosher if the doors of the Heichel were not open? Or is it only a din when you're shechting the Karmen Shlomim, which of course is the proper place to shecht the Karmen Shlomim, outdoors? And there, the Torah is teaching us that you have to shecht it when the doors are open. So the Sfas Emes asked this question, and the Miches Chinuch says that this halacha is only a halacha when you're shechting it in the Azara, which of course, as I just said, is the proper place to shecht the carbon shlomim. But if you shecht it inside the Beis HaMikdash, which is actually not the proper place to shecht it, then the halacha will be that it's kosher even if the doors were closed, because there's no point, it's not as required that it should be open doors. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Mishkan Dikri Mikdash Mikri Mishkan, that we just said that the Mikdash is called the Mishkan Diksiv. The Pasuk says, Unasati Mishkani B'Soichachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael that if they're going to do what they're supposed to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will build the Beis HaMikdash and he'll bring his Shechina to us. That Pasuk is certainly referring to the Beis HaMikdash, not to the Mishkan. Because when that Pasuk is said, the Mishkan was already standing. And if the Mishkan was already standing, the Torah doesn't have to say V'nusati Mishkani B'Seichachem, because the Mishkan is already there. It must be that the Torah is speaking about a future Beis HaMikdash, and the Torah is calling that future Beis HaMikdash Mishkan. I asked the Gemara, Al Mishkan Dikri Mikdash, that the Mishkan is called the Mikdash Menolon, from where do we know? Ilei Mibiksif. Perhaps we'll know from the pasuk that speaks about when they carried the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says, "V'nosa kasam noisei hamikdash v'kimu es hamishkan ad boyam." So the pasuk, when it speaks about carrying the kalim of the Mishkan, calls it a Mikdash. So we see from here that the Mishkan is called the Mikdash. Says the Gemara, "Hahu, that pasuk isn't talking about the Beis HaMikdash. That pasuk is talking about the Aron." So we don't have a raya that the Mishkan is called Mikdash. Says the Gemara, "El mehacha." The Torah, when it gives us the instructions to build the Mishkan, says, V'osli Mikdash, V'shachanti B'soichem. So you see that the Torah clearly holds that the Mishkan calls the Mishkan a Mikdash. I saw that the Ben Yoda teaches us that the Mishkan and Mikdash, we say Mishkan Ikri Mikdash, Mikdash Ikri Mishkan. So he says that we know that the first base of Mikdash stood for 410 years. He says the gematria of the word Mishkan is 410. Mishkan, Ikri Mikdash. The Mikdash stood 410 years, the gematria Mishkan. The Gra explains that whenever, sometimes we have Kedusha that's there for a long time. That's a quantitative kedusha. And sometimes we have a qualitative kedusha. He says, the Mishkan and the Migdash each represent a different level of our relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishkan did not stand for many years. It only was during the time we were in the Midbar and other short periods of our history. But the Mishkan represents the initial connection between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. The Migdash doesn't represent that initial relationship, but it does represent that it was there for a long time. The first base of Migdash was 410 years. The second base of Migdash was 420 years. And Mishkan Ikri Migdash, and Migdash Ikri Mishkan, the Mishkan and Migdash, the two different characteristics that they represent, both represent the special relationship that exists between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we learn in the Mishnah that the entrance may not be wider than, of the Mavi may not be wider than 10 Amos. Ask the Gemara, Bein Rabban and Bein Rabbi Yehuda, whatever approach we'll take, if we're learning it from the entrance of the Heichel, or we're learning it from the entrance of the Ulam, Leifu, why don't they learn the entrance from Pesach Shara Chatzin? The Torah clearly called the Pesach Heichel, and there the entrance was 20 Amos wide. The Ksiv, the Pasuk, when it speaks about the Mishkan, says, Orech HaChatzin Mei Ba'ama, V'roichiv Chamishim B'Chamishim. The entire area was 100 in the length and 50 in the width. The Kaima and the height was Chamish Amos. The beams were 5 amos tall. The Ksiv and the Pasuk says, V'chamish amos amr klaim l'kesef. That on, besides that the entrance, there was another 15 amos. So we see, l'kesef am, shenem izem izel l'sha'a chatzah, klaim chamesh esar amah. That there was 15 amos. That turns out, between the entrance of 5 plus 15, we have a total, the width was 50, and we say that there was 15 amos of a wall by each entrance, so that takes up 30, and you're left with 20 in the middle. So we see that the entranceway of the chutz of the Mishkan was 20 amos wide. And as we're learning in our Shia today, the entranceway to the Mishkan is considered an entrance. The Torah uses the word Pesach Oel Moed. Mala Halan Chamish Bereich Vesrim. Just like there you have a height of 5 amos by the width of 20. Afkan, Chamish Bereich Vesrim. So here too, the halacha should be that if it's 20 amos wide, it should be fine. But there's a very big machlokes Rishonim, how to understand this Gemara. Because as we just said, that the entranceway to the Mishkan was indeed 20 amos wide, but the height was 5 amos tall. Our entranceway in our Mishkan, in Mishnah, is 10 amos tall. So perhaps when you have an entranceway that's 5 amos tall, then the halacha will be that you can have a width of 20. But if you can have an entranceway that's all the way up to 10 amos, then it may be only 20 amos. Maybe the width could only be 10 amos. And indeed, some Rishonim explained that that's what the Gemara means to say. And the Gemara means to say that if the Kairu will be within 5 amos, then you should be allowed to have a width of 20 amos, not just 10 amos. That's the way the Reino Tam learns. Rashi seems to learn, no, that we're going to, so to speak, pick and choose. Here, from the Heichel and the Ulam, we're going to learn the height. And from the Mishkan, we're going to learn the width. And we're allowed to learn from each type of Pesach a different halacha. And therefore, the question is, why is the Mishnah limiting the width to 10 amos? Answers the Gemara, Pesach Shara Chotzer Ikri. The entrance is called Pesach Shara Chotzer. It's not called Pesach Oil Moyed. Pesach Stama Lo Yikri. And we're trying to find places that where it's called Pesach. And this is not considered a Pesach. Vibay Seima. And another question. Another answer suggests the Gemara. Kik Siv Kloim Chamesh Esr Amlo Kesef. When the Torah speaks about this 15 and 15 on each side, and that's how we came to width of 20 in the middle, it's not speaking about the width, it's speaking about the height. Begoy Vuhuduk Siv. And it's teaching us that the height was 20 amos. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that? Goiva, for Ksiva Koiva, Chamish amos. The Torah says that the height was 5 amos. How could you tell me it was 20? Answers the Gemara, that's coming to teach us a different din altogether. Hahu, the Torah is coming to teach us that the wall was 5 amos higher than the Mizbeach. That means the Mizbeach HaChitzen was 10 amos tall. The Kohen stood on the Mizbeach HaChitzen as he did his Avoida. But Ein Lecha Yofa Min Atznius, there's nothing more appropriate than something kept private. So they didn't want that everybody outside of the Azara should be able to see the Kohen doing the Avoida. So they made sure that the height of the Kloyim were 15, 5 amas taller than the Mizbeach, and therefore the people could not see the Kohen inside doing the Avoida. But these measurements that we have now discussed have no connection to the width of an entranceway. Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara, asked the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda b'pischa shel oyun gomer, we're learning that Rabbi Yehuda is learning that it could be higher than 20 amos, because we're learning it from the entrance to the ulam, the dimensions of the entrance to the ulam, not the dimensions of the entrance to the heichal. Ask the Gemara, v'tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, v'arochem yaser amos, if the width of the entranceway, of the mavui, is wider than 10 amos, that loch is yamat, it's too wide, v'leipalag Rabbi Yehuda, and in that halacha, Rabbi Yehuda didn't disagree. But if he's learning from the entranceway of the heichal, so it should, from the entranceway of the entranceway of the ulam was 20 amos wide. So it should be fine if the entranceway to the mavi is 20 amos wide. Answers the Gemara, Amabai Polak B'Braisa. Although he doesn't say his opinion in the Mishnah, he does say it in the Braisa. The Tanya, it says, in the Braisa, V'aroch mes amos yimat, Rabbi Yehuda ima ain't tzarech lamat. You don't have to make it less because he's learning from the ulam, and therefore even up to 20 amos is fine. Answers the Gemara, ask the Gemara v'liflik b'masnisin. But just like he argued on the height, the qualified height, he should also argue in our Mishnah about the qualified width. Answers the Gemara, plig b'gaiva v'udin l'racha. When the Mishnah said Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, why is he disagreeing? So as we've been learning, he's disagreeing because he's learning from the ulam. Once he's disagreeing because he's learning from the ulam, it's self-understood that all of the dimensions of the ulam should be applied to the entrance of the mavui. And therefore, 20 amos is not too low, and 10 amos is not too wide. Vakati asked the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda b'pischa shalom gomer? Is it indeed true that Rabbi Yehuda learns the dimensions of the entranceway from the mavui, from the entrance of the ulam? The Tanya, the Braisa says, mavui shugavi masram amo, if a mavui is taller than 20 amos, yimat. The opinion of the Rabbanan, they learn from the entranceway of the heichal. Rabbi Yehuda machshim, and Rabbanan v'chamishim amo. He says it's fine up to 40 or 50 amos. The Tani b'akaporo, and b'akaporo says up to meya, 100 amo. Says the Gemara, b'shlam b'akaporo, b'akaporo is not a question, because b'akaporo is Guzma. Nobody makes an entranceway that's 100 amos tall. It's just exaggerating. And therefore, his opinion is not a question. El Rabbi Yehuda, that is very specific, by saying 40 or 50, my Guzma. There's no exaggeration. He's speaking about a very specific measurement. So Bishlomo, Rabbi Yehuda Aboim, when he said 40, it's very understandable. Because as we've been learning, the entranceway of the Ulam was 40 amos tall. Gamu Pascha Shalulam. El Chamishim Menale, where does he get the number 50? Answers the Gemara. Amr of Chizda, Hamas Nisna Tiyas L'Rav. This Bryce isn't caused Rav to misunderstood. The Tanya, the Bryce says, Mavi Shigvoy Misrim Amma, Yoisma Pisca Shalulam. If a Mavi is 20 Amis higher than the Pisca Shalulam, you're mad. So we learn from here that the reason for the Chachamim is because they're learning from the Pesach Shel Cheichel. So Rav thought that the Rabbanan said that if it's less higher than 20 amos, you have a problem because you're learning it from the Heichel. So Rav thought, mid Rabbanan and Pesach Shel Cheichel Gamri, that just like the Rabbanan are learning from the entranceway of the Heichel, Rabbi Yehuda, who disagree with the Rabbanan, obviously, Pesach Shel Ulam Gamr, is learning from the entranceway from the Pesach Shel Ulam. And therefore now we have a question. How would Rabbi Yehuda allow the entranceway to be more than 40 amos? But says the Gemara Velahi, that's incorrect. Rabbi Yehuda Bepiska the Malkin Gomer. He learns from the entranceway to king's palaces. And they had entranceways that were even 50 amas tall, and that's why he holds that the Pesach of the Mavi could also be even 50 amas tall. Rabbanon asked the Gemara, according to Rabbanon, Imi Piska Shalhechel Gemiri, if indeed they're learning the halacha of the entranceway to the Mavi, from the entranceway of the Heichel. So ask the Gemara, Liboy Dalsus Kehechel, they should have to have doors like the Heichel door had. And even though, as we learned earlier, that the doors of the Heichel were open when they did the Avodah, but they still had doors. They had physical doors. Alomatanan, Hechsha Mavi, the Mishnah, we're going to learn in Daf Yud Aleph, that discusses how you make that you should be able to carry from the in the Mavi. Beshama Amrim, Lechi, v'kaira. You have to have both a lechi and kaira. V'sel aymrim, lechi oy kaira. A lechi or kaira alone are fine. Das is heichel. So you see, but nobody required that you have to have a door. But if we're learning from a heichel, we should have to have a door, just like the heichel had to have it. Answers the Gemara. Das is heichel, tznius ba'almuhu davidim. The doors were only there for tznius. They didn't really serve. They weren't an inherent part of the door. And since they weren't an inherent part of the door, it's not considered a separation. So this is a very interesting question. The Behetiv discusses if you have a minyan, and you have some people on one side of the door, and some people on the other side of the door. Can they combine to be a minyan? So he says, if the door is only there, let's sneeze the alma, the halacha is that doesn't serve as a separation between the two groups. So, and what's the raya? The raya is our Mishnah, our Gemara. He says that they did the avoida in the Azara, they did some of the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a door. But that door is not considered a separation because our Gemara says that the door, this was said by Rabbi Yaakov Hirmalova, the brother of the Tribuna Rav, that this is not considered a separation. And since it's not considered a separation, they could combine. Alamata says, Gemara, if they're learning the halacha from the Pesach Eichel, loitahane tzuras ha-Pesach, the tzuras ha-Pesach that we discussed in the Mishnah that could be used to, in the entranceway of the Mavi should not work. The Heichel tzuras ha-Pesach ha-Vilei, the Heichel had a tzuras ha-Pesach, v'afilach es ha-Amas hu-Dervich. We're learning from the entranceway of the Heichel that it could only be 10 amas wide. And Lama Tanan, im yesh le tzuras ha-Pesach, api shirocha b'esa amas ein tzorach lamad. We learned in our Mishnah that if the entranceway to the Mavi has a tzuras ha-Pesach, that we don't care how wide the entranceway is. The entranceway to the Heichel had a tzuras ha-Pesach, and still we're limiting that if we're learning from the Heichel, according to the Rabbanon, the entranceway cannot be wider than 10 amas. So why does a tzuras ha-Pesach help? Answers the Gemara, Midu Tamil El Rav. We're only trying to explain Rav's opinion that he learned from the Heichel. The Masnei Rabbi Yehuda Lachi by Rav Kamei the Rav, Ainet Tzarech Lamad, V'amalei Asnei Tzarech Lamad. Says the Gemara, who's the one that's connecting the entranceway of the Mavi to the entranceway of the Heichel? It's Rav. It says the Gemara, indeed, according to Rav, the halacha is that even if you have a tzuras ha-Pesach, it may not be wider than 10 amas. However, we don't agree with Rav, and as the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, we're not learning the halachas of the entranceway of a Mavi from the Heichel. The reason is because of Heker, and therefore the halacha indeed is that a tzuras ha-Pesach, as our Mishnah taught us, works even when the entranceway is wider than 10 amas.